On Tuesday of this week, the Tucson City Council voted 4-3 to approve a mandate requiring city employees to get vaccinated by December 1st or face termination. Nearly 300 of the city's 4,000 employees have not received a COVID vaccination. Then yesterday, Governor Ducey wrote a letter to Tucson City Attorney Mike Rankin accusing the city of being in violation of a state statute protecting religious exemptions from vaccinations. The letter closes with the governor informing Rankin that, quote, violation of an executive order issued under the authority of an emergency declaration carries a criminal penalty, end quote. To go through the legalities and what could be next, I spoke earlier with Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law professor James Hodge, who specializes in public health policy. I began by asking him to explain the crossovers occurring among city, state, and federal law.
We've got to discuss the state-city relationship as well as the federal overlay, but let's be honed in first for a second on the sort of state-city situation. You have very clear guidance from Governor Ducey and from the state legislature, both of which have said, we will not require public employees in the state to be vaccinated. There will be no vaccine mandate affecting any public employee, city or state level. Does the governor and the legislature have the capacity to do that? Well, very clearly, they've tried through executive order at the gubernatorial level and legislation at the legislative level. The legislation has been put on hold in Maricopa County pursuant to a Superior Court order that's now up before the Arizona Supreme Court. But Governor Ducey took his own initiative in an executive order issued earlier this month, basically affirming there will be no vaccine mandates affecting public employees in the state. That's what he suggests Tucson is violating directly. And that's where and how what you're seeing within Tucson's approach to say, we're going to require our public employees to be vaccinated and terminate them if they don't get vaccinated. That's obviously what led Governor Ducey through his general counsel to respond in kind the other day. Now, Steve, the moment we say that's the end of the story, it's only the beginning. You see, because the federal overlay here is compelling. What do we have in relation to the federal overlay? President Biden's made it very clear that pursuant to several different routes, be it because you're a federal employee, you're a federal contractor, you're a entity with employees above a certain level, 100 employees, we will be seeing, if not in place already, vaccine mandates. And in fact, what has been set out through OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, at the federal level, is very clear guidance on what and how we would expect to see employers provide that vaccine mandate. Now, let's be clear about one other quick thing, and that is OSHA guidance does not directly apply to state or local employees. That seems to be the end of the story. Even if OSHA issues its guidance, it wouldn't apply to state government in Arizona, and it wouldn't apply to the city of Tucson. Thus, no mandate at the federal level, right? That's where things get really interesting. OSHA's actually issued statements to Arizona recently saying, because you're not meeting our Occupational and Safety Health Administration standards at the federal level, we will preempt anything you're doing contrary to that at the state level. The feds could come in here and actually override Governor Ducey's executive order if it so chooses. City of Tucson would be compliant with a federal requirement at that point, which it would obviously preempt any state controversy or conflicts.
What sort of chaos, confusion would that create, even if federal officials obviously have the authority to do this? At what point does this create more of a stir? And I will throw this in as well, considering especially our political environment right now.
Significant. You used the right word, Steve. Chaos potentially arising. Let me tell you how to walk it through and to think it through in relation to federal, state, and city policy. Listen, if you're a city government, you're attempting to impose a vaccine mandate on employees, your route will be through federal recognition of that, because federal law would preempt contrary state law on this specific issue. So if you're city of Tucson, you'd be looking more to what and how federal guidance may preempt state law. But to the extent to which federal guidance doesn't preempt state law, you do have to take your direction from state government. Notwithstanding, you know, contrary views and opinions, if you don't litigate to seek out, like we've seen in Maricopa County here, to seek out restrictions against vaccine mask bans and other initiatives, if you don't litigate that, you do have to take your direction from state government. Governor Ducey knows that. He's got in place an executive order that would stop City of Tucson in its tracks. He has the capacity to impose criminal penalties against persons or entities that violate that particular order. And there's other measures in the state, like Attorney General Mark Brnovich could utilize to start withdrawing funding from a city that offends state law. Those mechanisms are out there. They're legit, and they'd have to be litigated against to stop them in the tracks.
What could be next, James? You're so good about looking on the horizon. Is there something beyond this, especially as more variants come into play, or as who knows what happens as far as just COVID-19 in and of itself, as we're seeing more and more versions of it? Is this the sort of thing we're going to end up in a cycle of this continuing sort of argument? Do we find some way to find common ground on this legally, or no?
You know, we must, Steve. We absolutely must. This is not just about COVID-19 vaccines. This is about all vaccine mandates, of which the state of Arizona has had in place for multiple years, affecting healthcare entities, schools, universities, and other places. So what COVID has done is expose some of the concerns around all vaccine mandates. Solving it is critical. Let me tell you about a couple of really critical legal issues that are arising and percolating nationally that could affect this outcome. First, we have to be conscientious of what the U.S. Supreme Court could do against the backdrop of entities refusing religious exemptions or not at least applying religious exemptions to vaccines at a constitutionally sufficient level. The U.S. Supreme Court could step into this debate at any point in time with a judgment sometime in the near future, basically suggesting First Amendment free exercise rights do require a religious exemption. That would override anything else the federal government would say about that, as well as state government. The second issue here is, listen, one of the most compelling factors underlying what you're seeing right now, playing out on a national stage and here in Arizona particularly, because of some of the measures that we've seen our state do, is a very significant federalism series of issues against how far the federal government can go to protect populations against a health threat like COVID, as contrasted with states. We don't know the outcome of some of those debates yet. We truly don't. Texas is at work with those. Florida's at work. Our state in Arizona is as well. That outcome, that sort of litigation outcome, or even sort of negotiated agreement that we reach with the federal government versus state, is on the table. Until we resolve some of that around COVID-19, it's hard to predict where we'll come out. But honestly, this debate has multiple years of repercussions for Arizona, depending on how we come down on vaccines.
James Hodge of the O'Connor College of Law, expert in public health. Always a pleasure to talk with you, James. Thank you.
See, fantastic.